Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women in real estate who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own path, disown the things getting in the way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you had to overcome along the way. If you're ready to stop playing small and take action in your professional life, this is the place for you. Hey there, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about how to create a social sphere that you can farm.
When I was a big producer in real estate, I farmed like a beast using a concept I called the bullseye marketing approach. And what I did on the bullseye marketing approach was I looked at everything kind of like a sphere. You know, if you were playing darts, you have like the middle and then the outer rings and then the outer rings and then the outer rings. And my middle ring, I identified really where I wanted most of my sales to occur. And then I went around that and said, okay, now what is the elementary, the middle school, and the high school that all serve that area? And generally speaking, I would pick 2 to 3 subdivisions I really wanted to be very active in. And I sort of also looked at what price points were they? Were they good move up and move down subdivisions? Meaning at a 350 subdivision here in Cumming, Georgia, could you move up to a 500 or 600,000 in order to get maybe a pool or a basement, something you didn't have in your 350 subdivision home that was also in the same middle, elementary, and high school school zones? And the theory in my head was the more people that drove through those neighborhoods, they would see my signs and I would become the only relevant real estate agent in their world. And if you think about it, I didn't really have to have signs in other subdivisions. What I was really concentrating on was the concept that if a homeowner in the 350 subdivision whose children went to the elementary school I was targeting, they probably had friends in that elementary. As they graduated out of elementary, their friends went into middle school. And maybe they wanted to move up into that home that had the basement or the pool, but they wanted to stay in that same middle school zone so that their kids stayed friends with the same kids. Well, there's only a couple of, you know, subdivisions within that middle school range that they would move up into. Thus, I put my signs in those subdivisions so that when that mom was driving her kids back and forth to their friends' homes, she was always in the roughly the same subdivisions and seeing my information. Now, how does that translate to creating a sphere to farm on social media? It translates really easily. You don't actually have to worry about sending postcards out to those four, you know, 3 to 4 subdivisions that you had identified in the elementary, middle, and high school zones anymore and spending a ton of cash. Instead, focus what you're doing on social media that would be of interest to the people who live in those subdivisions. So for example, if you have your middle, elementary, and high school all within like a 2 to 3 mile radius, where are those homeowners most likely to shop? You want to focus on the stores and shopping stuff that's around there, not the ones that are 15 miles away, but the ones that they might run to on a daily basis to pick up their everyday stuff, or the local shop owners who've opened a boutique clothing store 5 minutes from those homeowners, because maybe those homeowners want to know about that. Or you could focus also on events that are happening. Again, think elementary, middle, and high school. I might look for what are mommy and me opportunities right around that elementary school that my local mom might want to take her preschooler to while her older kids are in elementary. or what ice cream shops have opened? Where could she take her elementary kids for ice cream or a slushy after they get out of school? Where can she take them to the local library to read books? How can she entertain them? And then I'm going to move up into middle and high school and start thinking along the sports avenue. Where are those kids going to go horseback riding? Where are they going to take their baseball lessons? Where are they going to play basketball? Let me introduce you to the places around you that you can take your kids to get lessons, to join teams, to buy their uniforms, to clean their uniforms, or maybe just a good spot to hang out after the games that you and the other parents can go and take the kids out for dinner when the games are over. I really like to focus on the high school because a lot of parents are already looking, you know, even in the middle and elementary age, up to where their kids are going to high school. So what's going on in the high school? What new classes are they offering? Who's the teacher of the year and can I feature him or her? What activities are going on at the high school that the community can get involved with? All of these things will be of interest to your people that live in your bullseye zone, and they will begin following you on social media. Now, notice I never said you need to send postcards to them about homes for sale. I never said you need to post about homes for sale. What I told you was get real with them on things that would interest them in their local area, their little 5-mile zone, and focus on posting about that. Create content around that. Bring them into your world by entering into theirs. You will never actually have to say the word real estate because if you've optimized your profiles, your name clearly states next to it what you do for a living. And you will remind them constantly that you're in real estate without boring them with your content. So it's really easy to take that old concept of bullseye marketing, create it around social media, things of interest around that bullseye that they might want to follow you and watch for tips on. And now you've done it all for free. Hope this helps, guys.